All right. We are back, and NFL season has begun.
Yeah.
It started last night. We didn't get to, hey, look who's here.
String Bean
has decided to join us. I'm here with String Bean now. You know, he's late a little bit, but that's okay. We still love him. We also have Handsome Shrek, and we have a football expert who's joining us for the first time. Tell everyone hello.
What's up? This is Blake. Nickname to be determined.
So. To be determined.
We'll decide that later.
Yeah, it's
a mouthful.
That.
That's
to be
right.
determined. We keep calling him to be determined.
Nickname to be determined. It's a whole thing. TBD. TBD. But last night's game was the biggest news fest I think we've seen in quite some time coming from
the
NFL.
Literally fell asleep before the end of that game.
I think a lot of us did.
Watching the game,
yeah,
I fell asleep.
It was just terrible. I turned it off and ended up watching the end or the last few episodes of 13 Reasons Why Season 3. But we'll talk about that on another.
I don't know, because I finished up watching The Good Place.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So we got a lot going on. A lot going on with that. But what we want to talk about right now
is what?
Is NFL. Week 1, 2019. We ain't even going to touch that shit that happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about what's going on this weekend. And our resident expert genius is going to tell us the game, and we're going to talk about it.
That's right.
So break it away.
All right, I got all the games listed out here, so I got some notes written down as well.
All right, let's do it.
So starting off, we have the Chiefs versus the Jags. So.
Ah. Well, look at that. Woo!
Nate's your boy.
Woo! That's right. The gang is all here now. Nate is in the house. You joined us at the right time.
Well, you know what? It's only fitting that the football season just kicked off. We're just kicking off this podcast, and mm-hmm. just like his boy Zeke, he decides last minute to fly in from Cabo.
Shots fired.
That's it.
All
right. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you in. We were just
about to talk about
week one of NFL 2019 season. Our football expert. Oh, yes.
That's right.
He is the expert. He's coming in. So he's going to tell us the games, and we're going to talk.
All right.
We're
going to discuss it.
Go for it.
Okay. So as I was saying, the first game we'll talk about is Chiefs versus Jags. So I have a couple notes written down about each of the games.
Okay.
So
go for it.
Real quick, the things that I'm looking at. I have LeSean McCoy in fantasy. I'm excited to see him on the Chiefs. I think it's a great fit. I think, like, if there's a system he's going to do well, it's here. You know, so we'll see how that goes. I think Chiefs offense overall in the offseason lost a little bit of power, but still, I think they're still going to be one of the best in the league.
Gained some wisdom with that quarterback position.
Gained some wisdom.
Wisdom. Do you know how much a quarterback develops his third year?
Well, can you freaking stop chewing long enough? Shrek is actually shoveling pizza in his face at this point. Like, how professional is this? This is not the taste test that we did last podcast. This
is
something different. No. This is a little bit different. Hurry up. Shovel it in your mouth and then talk. So now you're saying the jump between year 2 and year 3.
Where else? You can't go anywhere. Like, he's already at the top. There's no way. Like, every quarterback that has, like, a year like he had always declines a little bit.
We saw Trubisky's jump last game.
So whatever happened to LeSean McCoy, but at one point he had like great numbers and stats.
Right.
He was the man.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like what happened?
He got a little bit older.
In Buffalo.
Right. He was also injured, I believe.
Let's be real. Shady became a little bit more shady and not paying attention.
Also true.
Off the field. Okay.
He had some issues off the field as well. That kind of sort of
swept under the rug.
Well, he's back reunited with Andy Reid. So
one of my favorite players to watch. Kills it in snow.
And he's on your fantasy team.
But
who are we all taking this weekend in that game?
Chiefs.
City.
Definitely.
I can not.
I've been watching too much of The Good Place. I gotta take the Jags.
Oh my god.
Bortles! Even if Bortles ain't even.
Nick Foles! That's what I was
saying.
Even
if Bortles ain't even the guy.
That was
Bortles!
The other points I had was if Jags defense can return to form, because they had an off year last year.
True.
You know, Chiefs is a big test. And second is Foles is gonna be a starter. It's his franchise, I guess you could say. So we'll see what Nick Foles does. Chiefs defense isn't known for anything, but
that's true too. Yeah,
I don't think they play with them.
I think their pass rush got worse. Okay. I think they lost some players. But
when you got a guy like Day-Day Westbrook on the outside,
Day-Day.
Yeah,
Lord have mercy.
I think the Chiefs is the obvious choice there. Okay, we can move on next game.
Absolutely, let's do it.
All right, we got Falcons versus Vikings. So. According, there I was looking at the pick'em like stats. I think this is one of the most divided, one of the most close to like 50-50 games people mm-hmm. have. So the points I'm looking at, Falcons defense is healthy right now. Last year they were all dead.
Where are they playing at?
I don't know.
Minnesota.
Here in Minnesota.
It's in Minnesota. Okay.
Yeah, so
that can change things.
It can.
Yeah, Minnesota's a good home crowd.
It's inside. And Atlanta's used to playing inside. Skull. Yeah.
I think Matt Ryan's still a beast. I don't think his stats have really like gone down at all. He just had a
Matty Ice.
Yeah, he's still good. I think he's still good. And then,
remember when they were known as the Purple People Eaters?
Oh, absolutely.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Randy Moss was on there. Or no, that was a defense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defense.
Yeah.
Pretty tough.
Tough D.
Yeah, and then the other thing is with the Vikings, you got Kirk Cousins still unproven. I think he's got a lot of weapons. He's got Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen. Pretty good offense. Mm-hmm.
They have a pretty decent running back as well.
It's all about their protection.
What's going on with Julio? Is he going to play?
Oh, I don't know. Is it a contract?
Yeah, something with contract, something with health.
I haven't. So for contract, I know he said that he trusts the owner and he's like, you know what? I know I'm going to get a deal done with him eventually. So I think Julio's going to play.
He's not holding out or anything.
I don't think
he's definitely there, but I think he did have
injury,
a tweak. But I also think that's preseason.
Yeah, of course.
To keep them out of games, they do that whole thing where it's he's got that mild ankle sprain type thing.
He's got a sore throat. So he's not going to play this game.
Leg was a little itchy.
Now, do you think Atlanta will be over the hangover they had from previous seasons when they pretty much gave the Super Bowl away. And
I think it was going to last a long time.
I think so. I think Atlanta's
Trust me, I know.
I think Atlanta's back. I picked them to win this one, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There's still days by Tom Brady. They just can't get over the fact that Tom Brady just stuck it to him in the Super Bowl.
So you're going with?
Skull Vikings, man.
I'm also going with Minnesota.
You're going with Minnesota? Why are you going to Minnesota? What's the opinion?
I think just because they're at home and just some of the things that we talked about, so I think their defense will come out and play a little bit stronger than Atlanta is able to overcome that.
Gotcha.
And especially if Julio is actually injured, like they said. But, again, we shall see. That's why they play the games, right?
All right.
What do you got next?
Next up, we have Titans versus Browns. So the two things I've written down here are Browns hype, and I have Derrick Henry for fantasy. So those are my two things. Browns got hype. I saw OBJ today said he might not be 100% for the game. He had a hip tweak, right?
Yeah.
So he said he's still gonna play, right?
Of course he's gonna play.
He said he might not be at 100% speed.
Right,
he's had that before.
Like workouts and practices and stuff like that. I mean, his worst is other people's
worst. Right, right.
Very true, very true. So, and they got a lot of weapons on that offense, too, so it's not as if they're, like, solely throwing it to him. Right. They got Landry, they got Chubb out of the backfield. They got some weapons, so.
They were on the cover of Sports Illustrated last week, so it's a lot of hype being put behind.
A lot of hype. That's what I was saying. A lot of hype.
Almost way too much.
It's always a lot of hype in Cleveland.
Put that. Well, that
baseball team.
If
that hope, that lasting hope.
Yeah, that's all they have. Yeah, pretty much.
It'd be good though. Rock and Roll Museum. Actually, have a good season though. That'd be awesome.
It would be interesting.
Except for all the Ravens fans out there.
Look, by Indianapolis logic. So is Baltimore, because we have two teams, both Baltimore Browns and the Browns. Yeah. So by Colts logic.
Let me get me started on those knuckleheads.
But yeah, so I think Browns are hype. I think they're actually good too. I think there's obviously some substance to it. Titans, we have Mariota starting. He's been injured a lot. Yeah.
Insert fart sound.
I think Derrick Henry. I have him in fantasy. I don't like my pick, but I kind of was like, he was the best option.
Best available.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he ended up on my team as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's fine. I don't think he's the type of back you can just like have a game, like just hand off the game to, but whatever. So I picked Browns. I think it's pretty
Browns.
Obvious.
Browns as well.
Ooh. Yeah, because on paper Browns look, you know, looks awesome. Okay, I'm going Browns.
Okay.
I'm going Browns. I looked at the paper.
On the pick'em app, I think it was like 85% Browns, yeah. I think.
Look, I want to say Browns, but just for show's sake, I will say the Tennessee Titans.
Shrek.
I gotta go with it because there is no other quarterback in the entire
league.
Gotta
be the antithesis.
There's no other quarterback in the entire league other than Marcus Mariota who can make a pass to himself for a touchdown. I'll tell you that right now.
Probably true.
It happened.
It happened. Yeah, only time it ever happened.
Oh, Lord. Next game.
All right, next up. We got Bills versus Jets. Divisional.
Oh, my God.
The Jets have been grounded.
So, the notes I have written down here, I'm looking out for Le'Veon with a less good offensive line than he had in Pittsburgh. I think everyone's excited to see Le'Veon play after a year break, you know, see what's going to go on, you know? Like, see what's up. Obviously, Darnold versus Allen is a big story here. Both in the second year, both, you know, kind of the face of their teams right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have Frank Gore in fantasy. The old man on Buffalo, he's still in there.
Yeah.
Maybe see a bigger role because McCoy left. And I had a wild prediction here. I thought the Jets might be able to make the playoffs with the wild card.
Ooh.
I think they might be able to make the playoffs.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, they picked up some talent on defense. I think Mosley's a little overrated or overpaid as a Ravens fan. You know, I think I know some of his flaws better than others. But
he can't cover anyone.
Can't cover anyone.
That might have something to do with it.
I feel like every single game you had a play where you see him running after the guy with the ball.
100%. 100%.
But yeah, I think the Jets could sneak in with a wild card spot in the AFC here. I think it's possible.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for Le'Veon too, because I think he's going to be a big part of that offense. Catching passes. I think he could actually have a good year.
All
right. I don't know. I'm calling it right now. Le'Veon is going to be exposed for the hack that he actually is.
Oh,
because wow. You think he's all online?
It was all the O-line. Yeah. They had the Pittsburgh Steelers, ladies and gentlemen. If it wasn't for that team imploding on themselves, they had the best offensive line in all football last year.
Mm-hmm. They re-signed most of them, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty evident once Connor came in and ran
rough. Connor, who should be bagging groceries, is now starting premier.
Fucks my pearls. What is wrong with you?
What?
Why such venom and vitriol?
Making the show exciting. It's hot taste. Making the show exciting.
As he's still shoveling pizza in his mouth.
Maybe you should suit up.
All I'm saying is when the Pittsburgh Steelers, I can average 2 yards per carry.
Oh, yeah. Forward behind big boys in the middle.
3 yards in a cloud of dust. So who are you going with?
I got Jets. I got the Jets.
Bell hasn't played a game in 567 days. So he is going to be rusty, but I'm still going with the Jets.
Jets?
I'm Jets as well.
Jets.
Well, Jets have been grounded, and guess what?
All right.
With them grounded, and they're trying to go with this ground game, the ground game has no wheels, so they're going to be stranded.
They're just standing still.
Standing still.
That being said, I think Josh Allen is a little underrated.
Everybody get that?
Mm-hmm. I think Allen's a little underrated. I think I could see him doing something.
Jets will lose by 2 touchdowns.
Oh, damn.
Boy.
Wow. Wowzers.
I like it. That's good.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
All right, next up on the chopping block, we have Ravens versus Dolphins.
Oh, that's easy.
Easy game, I know. My talking points are Ravens offense debut, you know, like it's going to be something. I have Lamar throwing. He's going to throw the ball more than last season, that's for sure.
And that's easy to do.
Yep. We got Ravens defense losing some key players in free agency. I think it's not going to be that big of a deal because Ravens defense is just incredibly deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just make talent or develop talent like no other.
Notice he said we.
Yeah, I'm a Ravens fan. And also, Miami is very obviously tanking. So
tanking for Tua?
Yeah. For anybody. They got like 18 first-round picks. It's crazy.
It is nuts. I think they said two of their offensive linemen, offensive linemen, have just been signed this week.
Did you see that?
Insane. You can't have that.
Did you guys see the team calendar story?
No.
They released their team calendar. And as of right now, 8 of the 12 players on the calendar are no longer on the team.
Oh, shit.
They're done. They're just shutting. They're shutting. Yeah.
They've made a lot of trades and gotten rid of a lot of people. But they have Fitzmagic starting.
They got Fitzmagic. And that's actually kind of scary.
He is able to throw for 400 yards on any given Sunday.
Look, it's a classic Ace Ventura tactic. You go through the entire calendar and you start Xing out all the faces of the other team.
Where's the game being played?
In Miami.
It's Miami, yeah.
In Miami.
Going Miami.
Go Miami. All right.
Oh,
that's
wow.
I
think the rest of us are all going
Ravens. That was definitely like 85% Baltimore.
That's because most of y'all, besides you, are Ravens fans, though, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so that's right. I'm just being against.
Unfortunately, I will say the Ravens will win because Miami's that bad. We don't have a quarterback, but we'll do all the ground game.
Not a Lamar. Mm-mm. I'm a Lamar fan. I think he's got what it takes.
Let's table this discussion for another week.
Good. That's fine.
Because that's how the podcast got started. So we'll table that for another week, and that will keep you on the edge of your seat.
So everyone else is Ravens then?
Everybody else is Ravens. All right. What's next game?
Next game, Skins versus Eagles.
Mm.
So my point here, Wentz got big money this season or this offseason.
For nothing.
I'm wondering how long it's going to take till Haskins starts on the Redskins.
He's not starting?
No, he's not.
Really?
They have, what's his face? Keenum, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, Case? My man Case?
Yeah. And then.
Not KC, by the
I'm
way.
I'm wondering, the Redskins are doing running backs by committee with AP in the backfield, who's usually more of a workhorse type guy. So he was pretty good last season. Like,
garbage. I heard that Gruden wanted to cut him, but was overruled.
Yeah.
So that should be quite interesting.
I didn't think that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
AP is just a legend in my head. You know, I just remember that rookie year and all that stuff.
He was great, but he's also 30-some-odd years old, been in the league for a while, had a couple of injuries.
I didn't see him playing the full season.
Yeah.
Really?
Geis will definitely... Is that how you say his name? Geis? Geis?
Oh,
will definitely...
He's going to be big time.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely going to take that role.
I mean, look, if Gruden's hands were tied and all day has to stay on that team all day, every day, make him the full-time practice squad guy. Let him go ahead and get all of his touches every single down on that practice
squad. No, on the practice squad.
Get your money out of him.
Not really. You can't disrespect my head AP like that.
That's
fun.
I will say he is my favorite running back pretty much of all time. And though there is a little part of me that just really dislikes the fact that the person he becomes when he grabs sticks.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, good lord. I don't know. I think that overall, Eagles have a good roster. One of my teams I don't know a lot about are the Eagles and the Redskins. So,
ooh.
I don't really. That division doesn't interest me that much.
So, who you going with?
I picked Eagles. I think that's an easy pick.
Eagles.
Cowboys.
Oh, my man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that means a tie. That means a tie.
I love
it. All right, well, we got our picks.
They're all in.
Well, my picks
keep going.
In.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Washington, man.
Washington. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Gotta go with it. Yeah. Okay. I really do believe they're going to be able to just grind them with that ground game.
Okay.
I get that.
I don't know. Philly is a weird thing. Like, they lose weird games, I think, sometimes.
Any divisional game, I think, in that division especially, it's...
Toss up.
Yeah, it is.
I agree.
I think the Giants are slept on, too, but later. So, next game, Rams versus Panthers. So, the points I have here, Goff got paid just recently.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Rams a fluke? Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Panthers. I said Panthers, you know, they've been mediocre recently. Questions about Cam. And I have DJ Moore in fantasy, so. So let's see how that goes.
Your fantasy has a lot to do with this.
Where's that game being played?
I'm not sure.
Carolina.
All right, good.
So Rams are coming all the way across country.
Rams play every game away. They don't even. I don't know if they have that many fans.
Yeah. Gosh, it got quiet in here. So is this like one of those toss-up games? I agree with Rams as well.
I think this is a shut deal Rams.
Really?
I'd like to see Carolina put up a fight.
Oh, wait. Hold on, our expert.
I think Cam might have a comeback here.
I don't think he does because I got him in fantasy.
I think he might. I mean, I think he might. I think he might pull something off.
But he was also hurt.
It's time.
Well, yeah, after what, 6-7 years?
It's been time.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be all about Cam in that game. I mean,
McCaffrey's
they
here.
Have McCaffrey.
Yeah, McCaffrey's yeah. Decent. He's a workhorse.
Pretty decent.
Receiving core isn't horrible.
So, we'll see. We'll see. So you're going with?
I have Rams picked. Oh, okay. I think it's not.
So
as
after all that,
I think it's not as shutting close.
You heard it here, folks. If you want to make a bet out there, take the Rams. We all took the Rams.
Oh Lord, that's not good advice. All right. Colts versus Chargers. So notable missing players here: Luck and Gordon. So that's one per team. I said another point. I think Brissett is pretty good, actually. I think the Colts have a great roster overall, and I think Brissett could lead this team to the playoffs as well.
Interesting.
I think it's still possible. I think hope's not dead. And obviously, Chargers. You know, last year the story was like, oh, they have the best roster in football, and that much has not changed. But I went with the Chargers here. I don't know. I think the Colts could win. Maybe not right now because Brissett needs some time to get acclimated.
I like you looking at me like that. I just feel as though all Ravens fans has some kind of animosity towards the Colts.
It's true.
Absolutely.
So I was going around thinking he's not going to pick the Colts, regardless of how they look. You're not going to pick.
19 is always going to be greater than 18. Just saying.
Okay.
That's a valid point.
Just know y'all get all
Chargers. Chargers as well. They made the playoffs last year. They actually won a game in the playoffs last year. I don't know what the hell happened in that second game, but they didn't lose a lot. They still have what they have, and I think they're improved over last season. And they're definitely better than the Colts. So
yeah, I think losing Gordon is not much of a big deal versus losing Andrew Luck. I think
Eckler's gonna fill in, and they got Justin Jackson to split carries, but they're not gonna have a problem. They've always had a good offense, and I don't have any faith in the Colts. So.
How about that?
Okay.
I'm Chargers, though.
You're Chargers?
Yeah. Right. Chargers. I just think from that whole Andy Luck thing, the team is kind of shooken up and trying to gather themselves together to become, you know, who's going to lead this team. Yeah. So they all still trying to figure things out. And in that game there, I don't think they're going to win the first game.
Yeah, I think they could be good, but I think
they're going to take some time to establish who's going to roll.
Who's going to play quarterback?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yes. Got a lot going on. A lot of decisions to be made.
There's still figuring it out in Baltimore, too.
Yeah. What's next?
All right, next up, Bengals versus Seahawks.
The Bungles.
I got Ty Lockett in fantasy, real quick. AJ Green's injured, I'm pretty sure. You know, Bengals had a good run game last year, but Seahawks picked up Clowney. That would help.
Yeah.
My last bullet point in this game is Bengals still suck. So I think it's Seahawks.
Yeah, this one is pretty easy. I think everybody's got Seahawks on this one. We may as well move on to the next.
Bengals just don't have any like moxie or anything. Yeah. You know, I just feel like
they're a boring team.
Boring ass team. Yeah. Boring. Nothing going on there. They're just floating in mediocrity.
But they will beat the Ravens at least once this year.
Probably.
They
the Ravens
always do.
Weakness. Or that they beat them for the playoff spot. That was garbage. Anyway, like 2 years ago. So, next game, Giants versus Cowboys. Some boys fans in here.
Nothing we really talk about there.
I know.
I got some questions.
Saquon, go for it. Trust.
Hey, go for it. Saquon's just one man army. All right. Questions here. Zeke, heavy workload, ?
No.
Yes. He's been in Cabo for months.
He's been working out.
Football's different, man.
He's not going to be needed to have a heavy workload on this
You're
game.
You're going
to
air it out?
I'm saying that the score will be such a mismatch that he won't even be playing.
Second quarter because you guys are already up. Yeah, I don't know. I think Zeke might only get 15, 20 touches this game.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think Zeke might have to be.
Yeah, 15 receptions to go with it.
Oh my God. Okay, Eli's starting quarterback for the Giants. Can Eli still throw the football? I don't know. I think he He should retire after this year.
His younger clone is going to be really great.
Daniel Jones? You're buying what you saw in preseason?
I am.
I don't know. I saw a conspiracy theory that Giants are trying to boost up Rosen's stock by leaving the starters in with him just to get the fans hyped for him.
Why not, man?
All that stuff is funky because kind of like who we saw last night, Trubisky, who had that, you know, he was a high riser.
Going into
let's trade up and get him and take him because he's the best thing going. And you saw what type of horse shit that was. And I think it's the same situation.
Well, all I'm going to say is if we had to zoom in on his goddamn feet one more time to show how calm his feet were, Trubisky.
That's kind of weird.
See, it was nonstop. It was like every other set. It was like, look how calm his feet are.
Yeah, I had a foot fetish.
respect.
The color commentator's like, yeah, well, let's zoom in on Aaron Rodgers' feet. I think it was sideways when he threw that touchdown.
Yeah.
Good God. Oh, my God. Okay.
But saying all that.
Cowboys. I think y'all got Cowboys.
Giants.
Cowboys.
I'm just going to shoot in. I think the Giants are underrated and also could compete for a wild card spot this year. I think it's possible.
In Saquon, we trust.
This is our expert saying this.
I think it's possible. I don't know. I think Giants have been bad long enough. You know, they always have those years where they slip in at wild card and then win the Super Bowl versus the Patriots. So,
well, I mean, if you really want to look at it, the history's there. You had a player like Barry Sanders take a no-name team and a terrible team like the Lions and make playoffs with them. One player made that team. They made playoffs. And that's why.
How many times?
I believe three times.
With him on the team.
And they would get bounced.
Fact check that.
Three times.
Three times.
Fact check that.
I'm telling you. Go ahead and fact check that. It might be more.
Fact check that. We'll get with that. Okay. Next game.
All right.
Fact check.
Next game. Fact checking it right now.
We got Niners versus the Bucks. So my talking points here. We got Bruce Arian, new Bucks head coach. Is there any chance to help them? Is what I have written. So my second thing is I think Jimmy G is still very unproven, and this is a very important year for him and his career. I think Niners are a little underrated. I don't know. That was my yesterday take. It might be different today. And my final thing is Bucks just seem incredibly uninteresting in every single category, so yeah. I can't pick them to win.
I can't even talk about this game. It's just 49ers for me. I'm just randomly picking. I don't even know what to say about this game.
This game, I feel bad for anyone who has to watch this game.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be exciting to me.
Was it San Fran versus who?
Bucks.
Look, see, he's not even paying attention.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the uniforms.
I fell asleep listening to who's playing. That's how boring this game's going to be.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the uniforms of the field. They're going to look, it's just going to be ugly. I'm not going to watch it. That's for sure.
I think games like that, they should,
the winner
of that game or whatever have to play like an elite college team. You know, it make it interesting for one, and you never know. They probably end up losing. You know?
So, stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
Lord. All right.
What's next?
Next game is Steelers v. Pats. It's our Sunday night game. So this is in Pittsburgh, I believe.
Foxborough.
It's in Foxborough. They always play at home in prime time.
Either way.
World champs. They got their home game.
So my notes. I have Pats are usually better later on when they get their groove on. You know, people always... It's been the past like three seasons when people have been like, oh, Pats are done. They lost.
Right.
They dropped a game, you know, week two or something. And then, you know, we've seen what happens. I was wondering if the Big Ben and Juju connection is going to be as good as the Triple B era. I think it's possible. We were talking about the O-line earlier. You know, that's such a pivotal part that people don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ben's still a good quarterback. They're still going to have a good run game. I think they can still have a potent offense. So Connor can definitely perform. Yeah, and... I actually have Pats winning because of the Pats.
Yes, I have Patriots winning because, like I said, they're playing at home and it's prime time and they don't lose.
That being said, Pats lost like nobody in the offseason. They won the Super Bowl last year. So
here, this is the biggest issue with the Pats. And what's they're going to take another huge hit with their offensive team is, guess what's legal now in Massachusetts?
CBD? I don't know. Tell us.
Everything that
Josh Gordon
loves.
He will
fail his piss test before this game starts.
Oh, no.
So leave it up to an offense with no weapons.
I just learned in history, you just don't go against the Pats.
Basically.
Again, like...
They're 5-0 versus Pittsburgh and Foxborough, I believe.
So look at that.
One of my least favorite teams. But I'm wise enough to know that. They're a good team.
Yeah,
and when it comes down to it.
This could be a game the Pats drop. I don't know.
I am a huge Tom Brady fan, and they will lose this game.
Oh, my God.
Pittsburgh wins.
He's a Brady-it, boys and girls.
All right, that enough of that game?
Yeah, we're done with that.
Okay, okay.
This one's good.
Monday Night Football?
Yes.
Texans versus Saints? So, my notes here I have real quick. I'm excited for Deshaun. I'm a big Deshaun guy. I am a Clemson fan. So I'm excited to see him play.
Wait. Roll that back.
What?
Did you say you're a Clemson fan?
Big Clemson fan?
Yeah. My mom went there.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll take that.
That's redeemable, I guess.
We'll take that. We were about to flip this fucking table over.
No. I've been a Clemson fan.
Expert would have been gone.
I've been a Clemson fan for a long time. I just hop on this bandwagon. I've been a Clemson fan for a while now.
All right.
Okay. I had Drew Brees in fantasy. He was taken as like the 7th or 8th quarterback or something. So I don't know what's up with that. I don't know. He slept on. This is gonna be Alvin Kamara with no Ingram, which I think is a little bit interesting because he's solo now.
He's got Latavius Murray filling in that Ingram role.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Didn't he get hurt?
I think Latavius is gonna be good to go for the game.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Oh, I'm thinking about Lamar Miller. Right.
Lamar Miller.
Yeah, ACL torn.
Yeah. Also, would have been playing this game. Yeah, I picked the Saints. I feel like we have a hot take coming in.
Yeah, I'm a Brick Breeze fan. I've always liked Breeze.
Brick Breeze fan,
so I'm always the root for the Saints.
I think the Saints are just a stronger team, and they're hungry after what happened to them in the playoffs last year. So, yeah.
Who'd they lose to last year?
That was the
Rams. And the Rams. Changed all the rules and shit.
Right. I'm Breeze fan.
So. Okay.
Easy breezy.
With a name like Drew Brees, I mean, you can't go against
it. There it is.
That's true.
I cannot stand the Saints.
Here we go.
And cannot stand Drew Brees.
What do you have against Drew Brees?
Because he likes Brady.
No. Well, meanwhile.
Slurp.
Nope. The hit squad over there went and screwed up the Minnesota Vikings when they had Brett Favre behind the helm in the playoffs.
Long ago.
What the hell?
Long ago. That was
you bringing up stuff from 10, 20 years ago?
It doesn't matter. It's still the same people.
Feelings.
So you're going with the Texans. Yeah, after saying all that, he's going with the Houston.
I don't know. The Texans have a light of electric offense.
They look good this year. I'm excited to watch that game. Yeah. It'll be a good Monday night.
Right. Well, good.
Now, the biggest game of the entire week is coming up next.
That's right. Broncos versus Raiders.
Da-na-na-na.
So, Raiders, real quick, AB, yada yada. Vic Fangio is the Broncos' new head coach. Broncos already had some stars on defense in Chubb and Miller. So, I think that pass rush could be scary with some Vic Fangio guidance. I mean, their defense is a dark horse to be one of the best in the league.
AB is though, right?
They changed their minds.
As of an hour ago, AB issued an emotional apology and is now not only going to be suspended, but is on pace to play.
That is the Raiders.
Now listen,
I have an AB take.
But well, real quick, this is my thoughts on this because you all know I'm a conspiracy theorist, right?
Oh,
now we saw that. Shitty game last night. That dumpster fire of a game. I think the NFL knew that game was going to be shit. So it was like, okay, Raiders, it's your turn. You got to come up with something to get all the news, all the focus off of this shit we're getting ready to put out here tonight.
Uh-huh.
So that's when all the AB stuff
happened. Started fighting.
All that. Yeah. Yeah, so he's going to be suspended. So that's what everybody talked about all yesterday. Forgot all about it was going to be a game.
Mm-hmm.
Then those of us that tuned into it and were highly disappointed.
And fell asleep.
Saw the game. Boom. Game's gone. And now look. Everybody's all in love. How quick do you go?
I would love to hear that apology.
Emotional.
I wonder what he said. My AB take.
Here's a take.
My AB take. I thought that for most of this thing, the media was going crazy about AB. And I didn't think it was that much of a problem. The man hurt his feet. This is when he's on the Raiders. All right. Steelers stuff. Whatever. The man hurt his feet. The man liked his helmet. I think when you have a star like that, he's obviously a little crazy. Like, it's like everyone, like, we can accept he's just a little crazy and just be like, all right, well, this dude's crazy. So we're just going to know that this guy's going to do some crazy shit. And then He'll play and do really well for us on Sundays.
Tom Brady threw his daughter off a cliff.
That was nuts.
So I think with all that drama and stuff, it was like really creative. I didn't think it was necessary. I thought like the team understood what they had and they were happy with, you know, having a crazy man who's good playing wide out. I thought that the whole GM situation was a little over the line. Can't be like physically, if there's anything physical involved with the GM, I think that's pretty bad if he like actually pushed him or whatever. Because that's a big management man, you know, you can't be doing that. But overall, my final thing is, once AB gets back on the field and can focus on football, I think he'll be good to go. I think he'll be a good player. And I think people should just let the man live his life. He should also quit social media. But
well, there you go.
I think it's been overblown.
There you go.
I think he's a clown.
AB, I think AB has become very arrogant. And he's a great player, but I think he's distracted of the whole social media, the whole this persona of he's this guy just so much better than the rest.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to start affecting some team members because when you start looking at dollar signs and stuff, they all looking at each other's dollars in a way and what they think their value and their worth is. And I think AB's worth is worth that when he is focused. But again, at what cost is that going to cost the team as far as his shenanigans that's going to go on throughout the season?
There's a lot of schools of thought on that. And one thing I know from playing sports, coaching sports, and just being life in general, I mean, we even have people around here that are batshit crazy, but we still rake in millions and millions and millions of dollars, which is why they still have... They're still employed, they still have offices and so forth. And we go back and we talk about them on the side, right? But they're still, they're still gameplay, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So a lot of times we say things like that, like, oh, you know, that's going to destroy the locker room and this and that. And then it doesn't happen. It's what we see on the outside looking in. And the other thing that also kind of gets us, and I am way off topic here, but I'm going to go real quick. The other thing that gets us is a lot of times we end up looking at the dollar value or the contract and so forth. Like, how much have you heard in the last couple of days? Oh, 6 years, $90 million. What the fuck? Why the Cowboys? That's the bad contract. They're going to be salary cap. They all right. they have professional people that they have with their little calculators figuring it out. Everything is going to be all right. And same way with the players and so forth. They're going to be all right.
What does that do for some of the players, like a Zeke and the guys who are making $90 million and this another guy who feels though, hey, I think I'm worth that too. And then it causes complications within the organization because, you know what, maybe I'm not going to play as good as I know I can play. Because
nobody does that. Ever.
You do?
Yeah, nobody does that. Because that part is the part that will screw you getting out. That's the part that will talking like, oh no, listen, let me tell you, this guy, he absolutely quit on us. He quit on us. He didn't want to play. You want that on your team? Go for it. And then we're like, ah, well, you know, wait. And that's when shit starts getting floated out.
In the case of Zeke, in the case of AB, I'll weigh on this. If I'm the coach,
oh, you will.
Yeah. If I'm the coach and I'm for the Dallas Cowboys and Zeke pissed me off the high hell because he's over in Cabo acting like a little bitch asking for a whole bunch of money.
That was all the setup, son.
Well, it may have been. But if it wasn't, say if I'm the head coach and I'm like, this is my team and he thinks he's above the team, oh, you just got a $90 million contract? Well, guess what? You will get the ball every single down until you physically cannot even walk. Right. I will hand him the ball 50 times a game and wear his ass out. Where I'll get two great seasons from him, and his career is done.
No, you won't.
Because, why wouldn't I?
Because you're trying to win games.
Well, guess what? But here's the thing that people forget about football. If you were to hand the ball off that many times, yeah, you wear it on your players. But guess what? That's how you win championships.
I don't think any championship about. Had the ball off 50 times a game.
Tom Brady throws the ball off.
We're talking about a team that. That is the weirdest Gumby of figuring out what their offense is from game to game. That is a forever shifting team. But AB, I wouldn't pass him the ball. He gets zero incentives. I will do the same thing Pittsburgh did to him.
I like that.
But
I can see.
But it's not going to happen because at the end of the day, you want to win games.
I think Dante's
because
right
it's
this.
All about.
I think Dante's right about the locker room thing.
Yeah.
I think you know,
I think people want to win games, but is winning in games for AB as important as it is for the coach? No, I think he's. He's in his own world.
When he steps out on the field,
he wants to do well.
He's gonna
cut. He's gonna catch the passes, and he's gonna do what's needed to be done. Because that padding his stats also pads what the team does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of sort of a selfish thing, which we see in all
same
sports.
Same interest, though, you know, like the same end goal, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, Kobe's gonna score his 40, mm-hmm. but then the Lakers are gonna win as well.
Exactly.
So.
You guys, this is where you guys are just completely off base.
Oh, of course. That makes sense.
Do you guys think, today's day and age, that these players are playing to win? They're playing to get paid, and that's
right.
it.
I agree. But you don't get paid unless you win. Like,
but that's a byproduct.
No, that's not true.
It's a byproduct.
You can lose every game in the NFL for the entire season in the Browns, and guess what? You're still getting paid my $50 million contract
right.
over here.
Yes.
You're not
but it's all a part of the same thing. The organization wants to win, except Miami. but it's all a part of it. That's why people will cut Shady McCoy and other people will pick him up.
But again, when I got guaranteed money,
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
It's NFL guaranteed money. So
look at CJ2K. As soon as that guy got paid, he did nothing with the rest of his career.
I mean, we can always take hypotheticals. I mean,
we probably had to cut this one short.
Not getting paid and it's grinding day in day out.
Because it's a guy who wants to win the game. It's a difference in the mentality.
No, see this, you guys and your contracts. You gotta look at your contracts because there's never been a time when he didn't get what he was supposed to get. They change how the contracts are written and change what is guaranteed money, what's bonus money, what is incentive money.
Look, the man's the best never, in the league. The man's the best in the league and he's not getting paid like he's the best in the league. He's not making the top dollar, right? He's not making his cousins?
His
golf,
contract.
Rogers, either way.
His contract isn't the top contract, but it's an NFL contract. So the contract ain't really...
Listen, the guy... You can't tell me that Tom Brady is one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league because he's just not, right? He's just not.
Okay.
So,
I don't think that's an issue for Tom Brady. It'll be an issue for maybe somebody else, like an AB, and Tom Brady's like the best quarterback in the league.
Of all time.
Brady don't care like that he's not the top paid quarterback because
he's
the mentality. It's a different mentality.
I don't know. I think once AB puts on some moves on the field, players are like, all right, this guy's good. I want him on our team. I think it's gonna resolve itself once AB starts playing well. That's why I said AB needs to get back on the
field.
That's what I think.
So on that note,
we have a Raiders versus Broncos game we want to talk about.
Oh shit, I thought we picked that.
So Broncos.
Everybody's going
there. Flacco's there. I'm excited to see Flacco.
Yeah, Flacco's going to win a Super Bowl and then
Emmanuel Sanders
and everybody else.
I saw Flacco and Emmanuel Sanders is quite a hookup. Sanders is speedy even after that Achilles thing. Derek Carr, I don't know. He seems fine.
Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah, he seems fine. I'm excited to see how the Broncos do. I think they have a good head coach, good defense. I think Flacco is going to make a comeback.
Second best quarterback in the league.
Ever. Okay. All right. And also, I had a trick I played on you guys. We didn't even talk about the Lions versus Cardinals.
I was going to bring that up.
Okay. You know, it's so forgettable.
Lions.
I gave Cardinals. I gave the Lions a W.
Lions.
You know,
Lions.
I had to look up the depth chart for both of these teams because.
Oh, bless your heart.
I didn't even know who was on them.
I'll go with Cardinals for the fact that. Is David Johnson still
playing? Yeah, he's still a player.
All right, so on that sorry note, we'll all say goodnight. We'll be back next week, and we'll talk about
Before we say goodnight, quick fact check. Barry Sanders actually made the playoffs 5 times.
Oh, my God.
With Detroit, 91, 93, 94, 95,
say goodnight, Screen Bean.
Goodnight.
Say goodnight, Blake.
Goodnight.
Say goodnight, Nate. Your boy.
Woo!
Say goodnight, Shrek.
Goodnight, Shrek.
Goodnight, everybody.